This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on, I don't want to talk about Fight Club anymore.
Damn, imagine if Brad Pitt was Tyler Durden. And Tyler, I'm not even going to go through this.
That's the highest shit I ever heard in my life.
Now, and he's Brad Pitt's making...
So here's the theory.
Now, and Brad Pitt so has Brad made Pitt Edward Norton to Edward ground Norton himself.
Carrie's already asleep.
She's out. You think I should smoke some crack?
I think.
That is bad advice, Carrie. Yeah.
If you were ever going to do it, this would be like a funny time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day two, he smokes crack.
Oh, I feel so bad for those next guests that just... cruising at 11 a.m. and I'm just like,
yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. You know it's good. You know what you need.
Welcome to Fight Club. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving. Everything is falling apart. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jacob Wysocki, and welcome to I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore, a torture endurance podcast where I watch Fight Club for 72 hours straight to explore what a brain can take and what it takes to be a brain. Here we are, folks. Here we are, folks. 21 viewings later.
I had not heard the number until just now.
21 viewings later, I have been awake for close to 52 hours. And we're here with some of my best buds. I'm peaking. I got to bring it down. I'm peaking. I'm here with some of my
yeah,
best.
Yeah, you are.
I'm here with some of my best buds. We're on a team together called Three Princes. It's Zach Oyama.
Hello.
And Devin Field.
Hello.
Jacob, I was looking into your eyes as you were saying the intro. Just nothing there anymore.
Jacob is so toast. He's so spent. What we were talking about is why 72 hours? Why not 48?
I think that's a good question, and I can explain it very clearly.
Please.
24 hours.
Go on.
If I pose you a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. Please.
24 hours. You've been up 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy.
No.
48 hours, you go, well, I certainly couldn't do that. That seems very difficult.
Yeah that's think probably a good...
That's why my thought process ends, and I go, well, that's it. 48.
And you go a step beyond where people could not even imagine. I think people can be like, I can multiply my tiredness times two on one of the few times that I've been awake for 24 hours.
Right.
But I don't think people can imagine 72. I don't think they can do the multiplication. I don't think they can... like.
I don't think they can do the multiplication. This is I've been awake for 50 hours logic for sure. And yet I know you thought of it after a good night's rest.
Yes.
Really, every time you're watching this movie for the fourth time, you're like, why am I doing this?
I do check in with myself and wonder. I think it's a more attractive feat. I think... Do you think I should have done 48?
I would have done 48. I would have done 48.
So I could be like in bed now.
I would have done 48 because I think like 24 is like doable, but you're pretty toast by the end of that. And then 48 seems like I'm pushing myself. But the benefit of 72 is you might start hallucinating.
Which is sick.
Yeah, hallucinating is sick. That's the main goal.
The part that's bad in my brain is that having done, well, like, now you've set a precedent of 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever felt like doing this again, you couldn't do less.
I didn't think about that.
Well, why are you even putting in his head that this will happen again?
This is going to get me out of this town.
What's the second movie you watch?
Oh, I don't do a movie.
what would you do?
I think I'd go to like the Getty Museum for like 5 days in a row. Open the clothes.
You can't do that.
What do you mean I can't do that?
Well, but then what are you doing when it's closed?
I go home.
Well, that's not interesting.
Well, it's 5 days in a row, though. Open to close? That's like...
But the that's staying like, away it, for 72 12,
what's 12 times 5?
I think it's got...
What's 12 times 5, Devin?
60.
I that's think 60 it's, hours.
I think it's... There's so, something about you being awake in this house for 72 hours that is important. You know, I think it's got to be a challenge that can be something accomplished here at home.
I think another thing I pitched was I don't want to talk about Family Feud anymore.
Oh, my God. You'd go insane.
And you do all the hosts. You know, you get like a day of each host.
That's fun. God. That's pretty fun.
I think that's way more enjoyable than whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about the film Fight Club released in 1999?
You know,
mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in.
It's just I'm so numb to it. I'm surprised you pointed out something. So it took me 21 viewings to see The Priest.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Get brought back in. Yeah. That was a revelation that I had not seen.
This is a plot point where one of the Fight Club members' homework assignments is to start a fight with a stranger. A mechanic starts a fight with a priest. And then two scenes later, you see the priest shirtless participating in his first fight in Fight Club. It's because he's shirtless. And yeah. It's just because I kind of recognize the actor who is, I believe, a comedic actor. Like, yes. I think he's been on some sitcoms and stuff. It was only because I recognized him that then and clocked him as the priest, that then when he was shirtless, I was like, oh, that's the same guy.
So I guess it's cool.
I guess that's cool.
I guess that's cool.
To get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I think it's cool that a movie can be so dense.
Yeah.
That even after, like, I mean, not all of these viewings have been razor sharp attentive, I'll
sure.
be honest.
I'll no, be... but by law of averages, you should have caught pretty much everything by now.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
And I look, that one slipped by.
Well... But also you're delirious.
It is so long that it's impossible to fully pay attention.
Yeah,
to.
I think one of the most interesting things about you taking this challenge on was just discovering that it was 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Didn't really
yeah.
comprehend that.
So that like sucks. There if this are a was lot an of... hour 45, it would be a lot better.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And it would be a lot more doable as like a watch.
But it's that last half. It's that Jared Leto fight
the last
to the
half
end.
It's not good.
It's just so fucking
just
lame.
Long shots of like Apple computers exploding or whatever, where it's just like, well, I guess it's a minute of this movie.
Yeah.
What did you guys think? Okay, let me. I've sure. asked pretty much every. When's okay. the last time you saw this?
I think the last time I saw this was the first time I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting watching it all the way through. I think just the first time I saw this, which is when I was 15 in high school, my best friend Elliot brought the DVD over.
Fuck yeah,
and
Elliot.
I just always remember it as like, well, first of all, that's such a like thing, a high school, especially high school guy thing, is just being into mindfuck movies.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Totally. Just for whatever reason.
Clockwork Orange.
I think especially for people like our age, there was something about these movies with like big twists. I think a lot of these movies, twists are like weird kind of, you know, fucked up social commentary mm-hmm. stuff, was hyper violence. You know, shit like Old Boy or something right. with like a big crazy reveal.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, check it out, man. That should be your next one. Watch Old Boy it. For 3 days. You'll be fucking disgusted.
Thank God.
But anyway, so you know, we were watching that, and then I remember like my dad walked in at one point, I think during one of the sexual scenes with Helena Bonham Carter, and kind of checked it out and was there like, all right, and like left the room, and we finished the movie, and then like Elliot went home, and then later my dad came upstairs when it was just me, and he goes, hey, that Fight Club, pretty sick flick. I've just never forgotten
it?
That.
Had
no,
seen,
of course
no.
not. No,
he
no.
just like from the glimpse, he was like,
yeah,
this
he was
seems
just
cool.
like, what is this? And I was kind of like at the time, like, Dad, no, come on, this movie. But now I'm like, yeah. If I walked in on my kid watching this, I'd be like, what?
Oh, did he mean sick as in gross?
Yes,
and not like cool as hell.
No, not everyone has your frame of reference, Jacob.
I thought he was like, sick flick.
No,
dude.
Not at
Let's
all.
Let's kick
no.
flick.
It is
no,
exactly
like,
the type of movie. Like, I watch, you know, would watch a lot of movies with my dad growing up, and like, this is like, would be the worst type of movie.
Yeah,
to watch,
this would be a horrible movie to watch with a parent.
And also, for good reason, they should be upset about it.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, my there's
the
no
morals
reason.
Are heinous.
There's no reason a parent should be totally chill about letting their young their young child get their eyes on? Did that take
Jacob
too-
just went somewhere. No, it was just like that's the fatigue. That's the fatigue setting in. Yeah. It was just that you went somewhere else while saying that.
This time I went to a nice beach.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, you went to your cave.
Yeah, my
cave. And you slid down your slide. One of the most unnecessary things.
But I missed my penguin. Yeah, Zach.
When did you see the movie?
I feel like I saw it at my buddy Chris Anderson's house, like very much an Elliot-sounding situation.
Elliot and Chris are probably watching this movie together right now.
Like, isn't this fucking crazy? Yeah, and since then, I definitely have seen it in the last like couple years. Like, I've seen like minutes of it on HBO or something. You know, like, I feel like I've caught like 10 minutes here and there.
Like,
I
just
got to
acknowledge that at this point, Jacob has just restarted Fight Club.
I forgot. I were 10 minutes behind now.
Yeah, it's okay.
The marathon's fucked. I might as well quit.
Yeah, I would quit right now. Anyway, so you saw it at Chris Anderson's house.
Like, you know, very the exact same high school situation of like, we're now watching these movies that, I don't know, like, you're kind of like weird little vigilante kids was like kind of what our zone was a little bit. And then it was like, isn't it crazy that the, like, at the time we were like rolling people's houses with toilet paper. So to see something like this, it's like,
you're like, we're already doing this.
Yeah.
We're already
training for this type of thing.
We're bucking the system. We're subverting norms.
Well, guys, you guys ready for a hard pivot? Because I forgot something.
Sure.
I'm supposed to do something before we talk about the movie.
Oh, good. All right.
Where I'm just supposed to, I have to check in about how I feel.
Okay, how do you feel?
Yeah.
We checked in a little bit with how you feel, but how do you feel?
Briefly. The first night was harder than the second night.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but I think I'm in a zone now where it's just like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm absolutely...
You're over the hump. Well, you're more than halfway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the first night, like, I talked like 3 to 7 a.m. was fucking brutal. It was like pacing around.
Yeah.
Pushing, and now I just think my body's like, oh, he's just never gonna sleep again,
man.
I have extreme fatigue in my body.
Walk me through the physical symptoms.
My knees are aching, which makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I wonder what that is.
My neck hurts.
Yeah.
My skull is all I feel.
Do you even tempt laying down?
I've been in a reclined, like, sort of feet up position, and as you can see, I have is my foam roller still out? Oh, it was out. I was just kind of foam rolling for a little bit.
Yeah.
This morning.
Have you been? Has there been good self care along the way?
I got a salad last night. Okay. I Postmated a salad from Tender Greens, and that felt...
Boy, what did the Postmates delivery guy think of this situation?
They were lost.
Yes.
I had to, like, yell at them from where I could still see the TV, because I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to, like, go... And I was
So to the listener, he is committed to this, all right? He's not running out to the street for
it's
the Postmates.
It's so piss poor to just, like... I could lie, but I would just feel bad, you know? But... I always get energy when people hear I got to see my parents today, which was a huge boost. And they brought us like truly
delicious
some
food,
bomb food.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That bomb.
That bomb. It was bomb.
Mac and cheese, pulled pork.
Yeah,
Hawaiian rolls. It was great.
Oh,
so I feel like I got like a nice little second boost.
Yeah, that's nice.
This morning, I'm very interested to see what.
Well, because your next guest isn't coming until later tonight.
Yeah, around...
It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon at this point. Your next guest is coming in at 8 o'clock in the evening.
That afternoon slog has been easy.
Yeah, this seems like the easiest zone.
The sun is my friend.
The sun helps a lot.
The sun is all I know. And when the darkness comes, I know not.
Uh-huh.
God.
I just wanted to say real quick that... I think it's important that we note that I did reschedule therapy to be here.
Thank you. That's huge.
And I couldn't stop thinking about that after I did it. I couldn't stop thinking about the prioritization of that.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah.
My therapist told me he's moving to Palm Springs.
When you told him about this podcast? I'm thinking about staying up for 72 hours watching Fight Club. He's like, I am retiring.
Yeah, I'm retiring.
I think I might be hurting people.
I'm doing more harm than good.
Well, I appreciate you you moving that apartment. Course. That's huge. That's very huge.
And I also wanted to... It's not huge. I just went in at 9 in the morning instead of 11. Anyway.
Insane.
I also wanted to talk about the things that you have missed to do this marathon.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
Just because, like, last night we were all at a mutual friend's birthday party, a wonderful dinner, and then drinks. And poor Jacob, just a stone's throw away. But
yeah, literally at the two closest bars to my house.
Yeah, and we had it was a really nice hang.
Was it a good time?
Yeah, it was.
Wonderful. How were the jokes? Yeah.
The jokes were fun. the drinks were cold.
Did I come up?
Yeah,
your
we
MNA,
mentioned it.
Like, yes. It's crazy that he's not here for that reason.
Yes.
Can literally I tell you, everyone else is here.
Can I tell you something very vulnerable?
Yeah, please.
I thought you guys might all stop by.
Oh my god, Jacob. In what world?
Why would we know that? Why would we know to do that?
Yeah.
You know where I am.
But I don't know what you're doing. And we don't know what you're we assume you have guests and shit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I wasn't like a real wish, but it was like a thing where I was like,
at 2 in the morning.
Are you talking about the whole
out?
Group or like me and Zach?
you know the answer.
It's the whole group.
I just had this vision.
My friends walked in right
how our friend wanted to spend her birthday was coming into your fucking toxic masculinity cave.
Hey, guys, hang out. It'll be nice. It was a day.
Well,
it was like
we
a daydream. And no,
of course. I like that backtracking. It was just a daydream. I don't know. I knew it wasn't going to happen. That's really funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then I was razzing you because I had heard and you confirmed, and I don't know if you've talked about it on the podcast.
I have.
But you skipped an audition for HBO.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody's happy about it. I'm not happy about it. My managers aren't happy about it.
Honest.
Everybody I've told isn't happy about it. If I told my mom, she would have been very mad about it.
She would have been upset.
She would have been pissed off.
Yeah. I think it's such a great, I don't know, it's such a great wrinkle in this premise.
It really fucked me up. It sent me spinning, and I was like, maybe I just quit the thing.
Yeah.
And then just, like, go do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But I
was there
down.
Any thought to, because the thought I went on was, what if you did something really dumb and, like, you know, turn the movie on low volume while you prepared for the audition, put it on your fucking laptop and have that in, like, the driver's side seat of your car and just, like, listen to it while you drive to this audition, pause it for the half hour that you're in the audition room.
Which is like my technical break or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
and then like get back into it.
I thought about it, but the audition was on the West Side, so.
Yeah, it would have taken you like really hard. 3 hours, 4 hours probably,
yeah.
Round trip.
Two viewings of the movie.
And you can't give that up, baby.
No. I mean, last night I just realized I could watch this movie on my laptop and like sit outside.
Oh,
and like
my gosh.
Get some fresh air.
Oh my God.
I've just been like in this
a full 24 to 30 hours
of just like
yeah,
in front
if
of
I
a
were
TV.
You, I'd be really moving this movie around a lot.
Yeah.
I'd be laying in bed and watching it. I'd be sitting outside.
I had a
showering.
Really, I had a really sad setup of just like moving the TV ever so slightly so I could have the door open.
Yeah,
I
don't
sit on the stoop. But
wow,
I'm like looking up and noticing that the movie is still on, and it's making me feel sick. Like,
yeah,
that's what I feel after one plus viewing. Yes.
I don't feel good.
Well, we were talking about while we were watching it about what an unpleasant vibe the movie has. It's the aesthetic is really kind of intentionally gross,
super gray, super blue.
Yeah, it's that David Fincher visual style, but turned in a kind of very specific way of like emphasizing grime.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. The movie is disgusting.
And Edward Norton and Brad Pitt are you know well cast.
Yes.
But like even I was just thinking about this looking up at it, like this whole movie is listening to Edward Norton's narration like
yeah, it's well, and there's so many times when you don't
whole movie.
You don't need it at all at so many key moments. Like there's that one weird moment when he's like realizing something. He's like in a fight or something. He's beating the shit out of Jared Leto, I think. And while he's beating the shit out of Jared Leto, his inner monologue is something insane like, I wanted to open the valves on the giant oil tankers and let them spill all over the 400 miles of beaches I'd never see.
The line is...
Oh!
The line is, I want to shoot every panda in the head that won't procreate or something like that. And then the oil on the spilled onto the French beaches I've never seen.
Yes.
And then he goes, I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
Right,
which
about
my
Jared
least
Leto.
Favorite lines.
Well, and that gets us into another theme I wanted to talk about, but, that line, that's such a weird disjointed line. To be listening to him say that while he's beating up Jared Leto and be trying to follow both is just like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this scene? Like, it's very clearly an adaptation of a novel in that way of like, clearly there were these passages of text that people got attached to that were like, wow, what a great like monologue articulating this like late 90s male philosophy. We got to put that in, even if it's just putting stupid VO over all these scenes that like makes no difference.
I'm going to be honest. I kind of drifted off in that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not that it wasn't
no,
astute.
No, it was
but
long
would,
enough.
Yeah,
that
I
it,
was like,
yeah, that's fair.
Whew, started thinking about what the next segment's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, and then man, I just kind of lost it.
You're in a drift. I just mean like their narration. It reminds me of like Inherent Vice, where it's like very wordy.
Yeah.
In this way that you're clearly attached to these wordy passages from the book.
Yeah, it's full. Book pluck. You're plucking it from the book, and so it's just like,
so it's like 2.5 scenes happening at once is what it feels like.
My battery. I turn my muscles to
battery acid.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you two questions,
please.
First of all, if you were to do this sort of marathon, 72 hours, what would you be your first thing to detox?
Like at the end?
Yeah, like if you, let's just say you had to throw something else on at the end.
Oh, to cleanse your palate.
Yes.
And if I was specifically watching this movie?
Yes.
Good question. I would want something brighter, something shorter.
Mm.
I've watched like a Pixar movie.
Yeah. Like, that sounds really nice.
I would agree with that, except just for me personally, that would still be like, that would be a little too like frenetic and kind of like, you know, I'd want like the sleepiest hour and a half. I've never seen it, but I imagine I would want to watch like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
Or like Fantasia.
Ooh,
or
something. Fantasia would be really nice.
That's just like animation and music. Something that I could just fall asleep to.
Homeward Bound.
Oh, that would
that's
be
that's a good one. That's, like that's just, a great answer.
Yeah. It's like feel good. It's slow. There's just like nice animals.
So you're going to do it?
No, I'm going straight to bed.
Yeah, I know. That's what my first thought is. Yeah. I wouldn't watch anything. I would
I'm
be
gonna kiss
done.
My imaginary girlfriend that I'll make up by the time this is over.
Yeah, I mean she's already here, man.
And then I'll go
I've
to
been
bed.
Sitting next to her for hours.
She's beautiful.
Tyra
she's
Durden.
Great. Tyra Durden. It's Tyra. Wow. That, I mean, well, so when are you done? What time of day tomorrow?
I'll be up for 72 hours, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, but my guest won't be coming until 11. So then we'll have to watch the movie and then chat. So I'll be off the hook around 2.
That's insane.
Which will be like...
So you're going more than 72 hours.
That's just the way the cookie crumbled, unfortunately.
What are you talking about?
It's just this the way...
I understand. But
in order to get the guests, like I
right,
had to push
I understand,
the time.
But God yeah. damn it. That's horrible.
It's funny that your guest wanted to be like...
I just texted Nicole if she could come a little earlier because
yes.
I'm feeling very tired.
Nicole, yeah. Please help my boy.
And it seems like she'll be able to. She's getting off a plane at 8:30 in the morning.
So much wow. of the tape on all the episodes of this podcast are just going to be talking about time and where you are
yes.
and what's next and what came before.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of data analytics. Yeah. 21 viewings.
21 is crazy.
So I've also been asking people... questions that are asked to people in the movie.
I love that. Great.
So if you could get into a fight with any historical figure, who would it be?
They answer that question so obnoxiously.
It sucks movie. So bad in the movie.
Yeah.
The Gandhi, too, is really confusing.
Well, Gandhi's
he's like,
a weird
great
one.
Answer. And I'm like, why is it great?
Yeah, Edward Norton says, I'd fight Gandhi, and Brad Pitt says, great answer. Well, and the answer is, it's a great answer. This is not what the movie thinks, but it's a great answer because Gandhi was a horrible misogynist and beat his wife. But
okay.
But other than that, why is it a great answer?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense
in
yeah.
terms of his global impact.
Yes,
and the overall legacy of him as a social.
Is it just supposed to be edgy because he's like a peaceful, quote
I think
unquote,
so.
Guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like, whoa, can you imagine if you fucking whoop the shit out of the Dalai Lama? You know, it's like what?
I fucking love how this movie makes me think. I fucking
well,
love
the
thinking.
Real worst answer is Brad Pitt says Hemingway.
Yes.
He says that he would fight Hemingway, which is the most like dumb, macho bullshit answer of like, oh, it'd be me and that strong, drunk, animalistic writer. And God, we'd just go toe to toe, motherfucker. You know, it's so stupid. I don't know who I would say. Zach, do you have an answer? I'm trying to think.
Hemingway? I mean, I think
fight.
It's tough because
I don't
it's like
fight
none of us
anyone.
Are fighters.
First thought is like something stupid like, yeah, kick the shit out of Hitler or something right. like that.
Of course.
But I don't have like a fun answer.
I know. It's like, I don't know.
WWF is China. Why? Just to get a good hang in. I think she'd have some interesting stories.
She's a historical figure to you?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, truly, though.
That's a stretch.
Truly, though. She's one of the most like impactful female wrestlers.
Yeah, but that's like
dominated.
A pop culture historical figure.
Oh, you mean like somebody who signs documents.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably signed a document or two. I don't know. Yeah, Goebbels. I don't know. Hitler's fucking media guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd punch him in the face once and get out of there. I don't know. Yeah.
You don't want to punch George Carlin in the face.
George Carlin? What? Why would I punch George Carlin?
Yeah, you talk too much.
He does talk too much. I'm glad he's dead. I don't know. Maybe one of those Bush administration guys.
Ooh, that'd be good.
You know? Let's punch Dick Cheney in the fucking head. But they're all old.
If you'd feel bad.
None of this is fun to think about.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's not a fun... I'm just saying that's not a... That's a thought experiment the movie poses as like a fun moment of sort of levity scattered throughout the movie. And I don't think it's fun to think about.
I'm not angry enough to be like, yeah, and I want to kick that. I want to kick some ass.
No. But this movie is for angry white men. I mean, again, as we said during watching, this is literally a movie about white men being radicalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in a lot of weird ways, it couldn't be more topical.
Yes.
As we were saying, he literally, you know, one of Tyler's kind of repeated things is, you are not a beautiful and unique snowflake.
Which is huge right now.
Yeah, that's such a buzzword for this whole movement. It just feels like this whole brand of like Joe Rogan libertarianism came out of this whole fucking thing.
Moses Storm had a really good Venn diagram of the people who like this movie and the people who listen to Joe Rogan are the same circle.
100%. Yeah, couldn't agree more.
There is a bleed through that's really unfortunate.
It's that libertarian-y thing. It's when he says, like, do you know why they put oxygen and oxygen masks on planes? It's to make you all docile cows.
Yes.
You know, and
you're all like, that shit. Oh, you fucking get
it. It's like that's so pseudo-intellectual. Like,
yes, pseudo-intellectual, exactly.
And like the messaging of the movie, the thing that, I mean, we were talking about this, but like, it's just like, as it goes on, it just gets worse and worse. And so like,
and less coherent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Less coherent. And like when you know where it's going, it makes the like viewing experience so much slower feeling.
Yes.
For us, just like knowing what the plot's about. For you.
Yeah.
Seeing it a million
and
times.
Yet based on its twist, it's sort of made for repeat viewing.
Yes.
But
not too much though, I'll tell you that.
No, it's really
not built,
man.
For multiple repetitions.
Yeah. And I think it's also hard to tell kind of how this movie feels about the idea of white men being radicalized and forming a domestic terrorist militia.
Well, because they overall glorify it, like,
I'd say so.
And they try to make it look so cool. At the end, Edward Norton is sort of like against it, I guess. But like,
but you're still like,
the whole movie is still glorifying.
You spent the whole time being like, this is pretty badass.
It's not the same as like in Wolf of Wall Street, which people also were kind of like, this glorifies this, and it did for like 2 hours. But then the last half hour is like he falls apart really hard. Of like he like. Beats his wife and like crashes his car with his daughter inside, loses his whole family, goes to prison, loses all his money. Like he really gets like kind of hard, weird bottoming out and comeuppance for the back like part of that movie. And that's not happening in this movie.
No.
You know, like there's no real counter glorification.
The last time people see him is on the elevator and they're like, that's one tough son of a bitch.
Yeah. Exactly.
You met me at a very strange time in my life.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Just on the TV was a moment, and it made me kind of want to see a version of the movie that's just Ed Norton and Helena just falling in love. Like,
yeah.
Two people who go to these meetings who are like,
yeah,
feel like they're not being listened to.
Well, that's a really good hook, yeah. I think, is I started going, it's such a weird specific hook of I couldn't sleep, so I started going to support groups, all sorts of support groups just to get support and connection. I think that's like a good idea.
I think that could carry like a whole little like strange indie rom-com scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I also think, even though it's kind of dumb, I think it's a really kind of captivating story idea of what if we just, you know, hit me as hard as you can. What do we get out of just beating the shit out of each other?
Yes.
You know, what if we just like cut through the bullshit and had a real experience?
Which brings me to our next subject. Oh, I mean, God. Our next.
Oh, wonderful.
Hit me as hard as you can.
Is this a segment on the show?
I want you to both hit me as hard as you can.
No. Have people really been hitting you as hard as they can?
Everybody's done
no,
it.
No, no one would hit, hit you as hard as they can.
Everybody's done it. Hit me as hard as you can.
Not everybody has. No one has done this.
Zach, I'm worried about.
Has one person done it?
Everybody's hit me in the face as hard as they could.
That's.
What if I just didn't question
this
it?
This is the first time I had the idea for that segment, and I'm so sad.
Oh, man.
I'm so sad.
Oh, you should have been doing that this whole time.
Well, yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely keep doing it. Definitely hit the next few guests.
Oh, well, the Bath Boys will hit me.
Oh, they're going to hit
me. They're going to hit me.
Oh, that sucks.
And Alana Johnson will beat my ass.
Oh, you're going to get the shit kicked out of you at a crucial time.
I want you to
time.
Hit me as hard as you can.
Wow.
The sad part is I was
ready to
in
do
my
it.
Head, I was thinking, how do I hit Jacob kind of hard?
I was going to punch you in the back.
Not without it being really, you know, like,
yes.
What constitutes a hard punch? Yes.
So you guys are down to hit me right now?
My answer to that was I was going to wind up just enough and punch you in the back between the shoulder blades.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it for the pod.
The back?
Do we think? Like there.
Don't hit the left shoulder. That's my bad shoulder.
Okay.
Well, now I don't want to do this.
No, you're good.
They're
you're
both
good.
I'll paint a right picture. Here. They're both standing up.
Yeah.
Devin's right behind Jacob.
This is.
It's not going to be that.
Everyone's got
it's fine. Yeah, yeah. Hit me as hard as you can. Oh, yeah, baby. That wasn't too bad.
No,
okay,
I
Zach.
I didn't hit you very hard.
All right, Zach, where do you want to hit me?
In the back.
Where do you want to hit me, dude?
Hit you in the stomach.
Yeah, sounds good.
And this is just the kind of toxic masculinity that this movie encourages. All right, Zach is standing up. He's winding up to punch him in the stomach. Here it comes.
Not going to look.
Oh, ooh, a stomach punch is tough.
I feel alive.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. Did it work?
Yeah, baby.
Are your eyes open?
Hey, okay, listen. I know where we can get some body fat.
Okay, good.
Liposuction. Kick my ass right now.
Kick my fucking ass. Well, we were talking about how homoerotic this movie is.
Which was, this is sort of novel as far as, especially like context of the podcast.
People haven't talked about that before?
No, nobody's really brought that up. And I guess I didn't hit that note, but when you brought it up, it there is a couple of beats that is very, like,
there's a lot of strong story beats, especially when Jared, the clearest one I think is like when Jared Leto kind of gets involved and then he becomes kind of Brad Pitt's new favorite and they talk about how like blonde he is.
Yes.
And then Edward Norton gets all jealous and beats the shit out of him, says, I wanted to destroy something beautiful. It's just a very jealous, homoerotic,
like,
kind of
I'm jealous
love story.
You're getting this good male attention.
He's trying to prove so much to Tyler Durden.
Yes.
Like when they're on the bus and they see that Gucci ad and it's like a guy.
Yes. Is that what a guy looks like?
Yeah, it's a sexy, like, underwear model.
Yeah, and he's like really like, yeah, like he's like looking to Tyler to like let him know, like, this is what I think too. Like, that's not a real man. We know what real men are.
Yes, which is so weird. And then beyond that, there's just a lot of objectification of male bodies in general in this movie,
totally.
But especially Brad Pitt is just like really depicted shirtless and cut and naked, like,
and like
so much.
And then you flip it totally on the opposite side where it's like the fat dude with the biggest feminine tits you could imagine, like bitch tits, like where he's totally absent from that category.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And there's just so much stuff about balls and, you know,
chop his
balls
off.
The fact that he like calls him at all and like they have this whole night together before he asked him to stay with him.
Oh, like, right. Yeah. Just
you
ask. That's true.
You have money. Like, yeah. Why can't you just have, like, rent, go to a hotel for a night and then figure it out?
They have a meet cute on a flight, which we're watching right now. You know, it's, there's just a lot of that. And yet, all this sort of toxic masculinity on top of it, it's kind of strange. And it's almost like, I almost wish if they'd kind of leaned into the homoeroticism more, it would have been really interesting.
It does feel like an observation and not a purposeful thing, right?
Well, it's interesting because it's, I think the choice to like photograph Brad Pitt that way, and especially that jealousy storyline, like, I don't know. I do feel like they were aware of some of that.
Great.
You know? It's hard to imagine that through all the editing of this movie, David Fincher never considered the gay aspects of it.
Yeah, and it also feels like maybe like a big studio movie in the 90s like isn't quite able to like they're too like unwilling to explore a topic like that in a movie like this.
Yeah, it's just a strange theme in what's otherwise such a like straight but that really gets to the heart of this, what's so weird about this kind of bullshit proud boy straight dude philosophy is like the whole idea of Fight Club, as I was saying, is like they should just go into that basement and fuck each other.
Yes.
They should just go down to that basement and violently hate fuck the shit out of each other.
Get in a mouth, get in an ass, get in an armpit. Yes. Just like, start nutting, dude.
They wanna work out and come. And that's what fucking is, not fighting.
Fuck club.
Fuck club. First rule,
nobody. Beat that ass. Which brings us to our next segment.
Oh, good.
This is called, I get asked the same three questions and the answers are the same because it. What's different about the movie now than later?
Great.
So you guys are going to ask me these three questions.
Okay.
This is my least favorite part of the show and probably by now the audience's least favorite part of the show.
Okay.
So go ahead and hit me.
Zach.
All right. Question number one. Do you like this movie?
Yeah.
No, really?
As far as like, it's a fun time. Like, I've not had a bad time watching it with anybody that's come over.
Oh, well, sure. But that's different than liking the movie.
That's enough for me where I'm like, I'm having a fun time watching something with my friends.
You're answering that question kind of right for now for this marathon.
Yes.
You're not answering this question of like a month later, you're at a party and someone's like, do you like the movie Fight Club?
I would be like, no, it's weird. It's weird.
It's really weird.
22 viewings. My take is it's weird.
It's weird. It's just weird. I don't get it.
It's kind of like, it's a fine movie. It's like an okay time at the cinema. It's like a bad film. You know what I mean? Like, because it's hitting all these weird subject matters, but it's also like, it's shot really well. It's like there's David really Fincher's good performances great. In it.
Yes, there are.
So like I can't fully shit on it.
Yeah.
There are parcels of it that make it enjoyable, and then the overall umbrella I don't like.
Yeah. Okay. Question two. Why is this, and this, I'm happy to dig into this question.
Great.
Why is this movie such a cultural touchstone?
The two things I've sort of wrapped my head around are, one, it is a movie that is enjoyable if you do not agree with the philosophy based on the twist. A person who's not looking to connect or heighten their mind in some way or try and connect and heighten their mind can watch this movie, have an okay time, see a couple cool fight scenes, get their mind blown, and go home.
Yeah, I don't know that I all the way agree in the sense of if I'm basically imagining like if I were a woman on a date in 1999 and I got taken to this movie and I, not that like you have to be a woman to not like this movie, but that's just the scenario I'm imagining.
Yes.
And I'm not really enjoying it. I'm not really buying into any of this philosophy. You know, I'm not really buying into any of these philosophies the movie's laying out. It's unpleasant, blah, blah, blah. Then if at the end of that, it's like this pull the rug out, fuck you twist. I think that might piss me off.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I think I would be less like, whoa, what a twist. And I'd be a little more like, ah, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, you just made me sit through all that. And the payoff is like, he wasn't even there, you know. But I've engaged with it when I watched it the first time, certainly more that way of like, whoa, what a twist.
Exactly.
What a
crazy
movie. I was like young enough to just be like, this is kind of badass.
Totally.
And I don't fully understand what I'm watching.
Absolutely.
I think like that sort of like middle, you know, like the middle class
consumer is like,
yes,
just dumb enough to be like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, and I'm not pretending it didn't totally fool me the first time I saw it. I had even had it like partially spoiled for me, but I was too dumb to like even put it together then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
And then the second thing is like what we've all just been talking about is that it's like a movie for little boys to like be inspired because they're feeling like stuck in life and frustrated with life as being like a privileged white dude.
Yes.
And they little boys also being like, you know, personality wise, not like actual kids.
No, I don't mean like 7-year old boys.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a reason why movies like this and like mindfuck movies appealed to us when we were like 15 and 16 is that like, I can't wait to be old enough to have this kind of like male ennui, you know, this kind of like melancholy about like, oh, I'm not my fucking khakis, you know, like all that shit.
Yeah, like that whole speech Brad Pitt has in the basement where he's like, we had no great war.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
That whole,
our
like,
great depression is our lives.
Yeah. Like,
heavy. Ugh.
Oh.
It's such a 90s fucking movie. I think that's part of why it's a cultural touchstone too, is this book and movie are such a ham-fisted commentary on 90s culture and consumerism.
Yes.
Of like, they hit Starbucks really fucking hard.
They really go for Starbucks.
It's weird.
It'd be interesting to see this movie made, even just the smallest jump in time, just to involve technology more, because it is so sort of like analog.
Oh, that's all it would be about, would be these fucking computers we carry around in our pockets,
exactly,
tracking our every movement.
Exactly.
Also, like, any jump forward in time basically includes 9/11.
Which gets weird. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that, about how weird it is that this is, because this is a movie about domestic terrorists, too. So it's very like Timothy McVeigh and Ted Kaczynski as opposed to 9/11. Post 9/11, this movie doesn't really make any sense.
I don't think it works because you just,
although
like,
it does now.
Yeah.
Now it's looped around again where we have these radicalized white dudes, and this, there's so much overlapping with them here that now it makes sense again.
But there was a period where it was like, if this was, a couple years later, you'd be like, you can't do that. There was a tragedy that involved a building falling.
Right.
Like, you can't do this.
I think one of the worst lines of this movie is when Brad Pitt is like, we were a generation of men raised by women.
Yes.
And I'm starting to think that another fucking woman in my life isn't the answer at all, or something like
that. It's so weird.
And it's just, he just kind of drops that just as, it's supposed to be sort of a like half jokey slam at like, who cares about Helena Bonham Carter? But that's such a crazy thought of just like, what's wrong with men being raised by women? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I love my mom.
Yes.
She did a great job like turning
it's
me
good
into
that
a
we
very
were raised
normal
by
person.
Our mothers. I think we were probably better off having been raised by our mothers than we would have been if we'd all been raised by our fathers.
Yeah. If my dad just raised me, I'd be like a mute.
If my dad just raised me, I'd be a harmonica musician.
Yeah. I'd be playing the guitar.
Yes. Yeah. Third question.
Let's bang out this last question, which I always have to preamble by saying, when I wrote this question, I didn't remember how hard they let you know the answer.
Yes.
Is Tyler, question number three, is Tyler Durden real?
So I had to argue semantics last time.
Sure.
Where I said, no, he's not real. He's a figment of his imagination.
Right.
But now I've sort of come around to the other part where he is real because
he is Tyler Durden.
Yes, he is Tyler Durden. He's booking flights in his name. He's booking apartments in his name. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we haven't heard his name the whole movie, is because then it's revealed that, that's because his name was Tyler Durden.
Exactly. And you brought up a good point, too, that there's a theory about him named...
There's just, like, when Elliot told me when we watched it when he was 15, was that, like, some people refer to Edward Norton's character as Jack because he has all these lines from this stupid book he reads that, like, what is the point of this book?
But
he
just keeps... Jack's colon cancer.
Yeah, I'm Jack's lung.
I am Jack's newly inflamed sense of jealousy or something. Like, all this weird bullshit. So he kind of... The only way he kind of refers to himself is partially as a trait of Jack. So some people refer to Edward Norton's character as Jack, but he's credited as narrator.
The narrator, exactly. So long story short, he's real in some capacity.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, he's in all of us.
Hey, I can't wait for my Tyler to be... When you guys leave, Tyler comes and hangs out and watches the movie.
Has Tyler been watching the movie with you?
Yeah, he stretches my back out.
What's he wearing? Yeah.
You know nothing, dude.
Oh,
he's wearing a set of a yellow cleaning gloves.
Yes.
And he's digging in his belly button.
My favorite part.
Opening the door.
Yeah. You want to finish
Zach,
her
why
off?
Don't you, Zach, why don't you crack open that envelope
right
and
here?
Give one okay. of the copies to Devin.
Ooh, okay.
We'll transition into our next segment called I Could Have Done Anything Else in This Amount of Time.
Dun, 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 dun.
So very much like the homework Tyler Durden hands out to his Project Mayhem wannabes.
You have a homework assignment.
I have a sealed envelope provided by the producers of the show that have two parts. One part is things I could have done otherwise in the meantime, and then the next part will go down as the mental examination, which is a check-in.
These are fun.
So go ahead and go back and forth and let's get into it.
We have the same sheet. Zach and I are looking at the same sheet
now.
Okay, so let's do bullet point by bullet point on this. So Jacob has been watching Fight Club for around 50 hours.
In that time, you could have. Feel free to skip any.
Well, that's for us, Zach. Don't read that.
I realize that as I was saying.
This is a good one. Completed a viewing. You could have in this time. Completed a viewing of Fight Club. Driven to New York. And then completed another viewing of Fight Club.
Oh my God.
Driving from LA to New York takes about 41 hours. Okay. You could have driven across this country.
I could have seen so much of the world I live
in. Wow. I mean, nonstop, but still.
Yeah.
Although that's with 9 hours of stops.
Oh, really?
Because it would have taken 41 hours. You've been watching for about 50 hours.
True. That kind of bums me out. A lot of these, I'm like, I don't care about that. Like, I'm happy to do what I'm doing.
If that one bummed you out, Zach hit him with his next one.
Okay. In that amount of time, you could have flown around the entire world.
Oh. Now, that makes it sound like you could have traveled the world.
No, but I could have circumvented the globe.
Yeah, circumnavigated.
Way tighter than this.
Yes.
A podcast about me flying around the world? Way cool.
That is a cool podcast. Yeah. I stayed awake for the while I
don't want to talk about the world anymore.
Well, that sounds like a suicide podcast.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, this is a weird one.
Yeah.
You could have walked to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Yeah, I mean that sounds tough. Just past San Diego. That's
I don't even walk to the 7-Eleven, baby.
Oh, instead of all of these things, you watched Fight Club 21 times.
That's right.
I don't need to drive to New York.
Okay.
I'm gonna retrofit my make myself feel better.
But you could have taken a nice 3-day road trip.
I should have. I should have gone to British Columbia.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I should have just like
year,
yeah, I should have just be like chilling and watching eagles. Getting fresh air.
Yes. I saw a beautiful hawk this morning that I wanted to tell you about. For the listener, Jacob loves hawks and likes being updated on hawk activities.
How was he?
He was just sitting in a residential yard.
Yes.
In a yard?
Silver Lake.
On the ground?
Yes. Flew down and landed on a post, just basically on someone's porch. Yes. This big red-tail hawk. And it was scaring squirrels.
He's hungry.
Yeah, it was great.
Get those squirrels, baby.
Anyway, so these are questions for delirium.
Okay, great. So now we're going to move on to the mental examination portion.
Okay.
All of these have been different ways to sort of gauge where my mental capacity is. So I'll let you boys take it away since I don't have the
page. We observe the patient if asleep, attempt to wake. What is all this? It's hard to know which of this I'm supposed to
read. Yeah, why don't you guys take a second to read it and I'll just riff.
It's something about the scale. Okay, go ahead.
I'll just go ahead and riff. I'll talk a little bit about... I'm just going to check in with my body. I could go for a bit of a bathroom break. You know what I mean? I couldn't riff.
What's your full name?
Jacob Lawrence Wysocki.
Okay.
Okay. What's your address? How old are you?
28.
Date of birth?
June 20th, 1990.
And where are you?
And I'm in Glendale, California.
And what year is it?
My brain synopsis wanted to say 2008, but it's 2019.
Interesting. The first stumble.
Immediate response.
My brain synopsis wanted to say, okay, now here's the real question, Zach.
Wow. Okay. So please tell me the months of the year in backwards order starting at December.
Oh, shit. December, November, October, September,
August,
July, June, mm-hmm. May, April.
Oh, man.
August. April,
Amazing. Amazing. To get that close.
April.
So
January, February, so, January.
How bad was
you
it?
You missed March, my dude.
To keep in mind, this podcast is being recorded on
in May. Early May.
So yeah. March just happened.
Wow.
I just completely forgot March. Said August twice.
Yeah, so you are fatigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Well, so I guess the scale is if you achieve seven or more months correctly, then delirium cognitive impairment is unlikely. So you did get more than 7 months.
Yeah,
correct.
You got most of them.
Cool.
I wonder if there's a scale for speed, because I think you took your time.
I really took my time. Wait, so what is it? It's December, November, October, right?
December, November,
right.
October,
September,
August, July, June.
May.
Thanks for listening
April,
to the podcast.
April, February, March, January.
March.
March.
That's it for this sheet.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
You passed.
Well, yeah, that was the months was hard, and it did. I had to very much ask myself for the information, like how old I am. I had to be like, you know how old it is, but you need to ask.
Uh-huh. There's a bit of a gap. There's a bit of a lag.
Yeah, we need a good, I need a defragging. Well, guys, we're wrapping up here, and we...
defragging. We're wrapping up. What is this fucking podcast?
It's tough,
yeah,
right?
It's great.
It's tough.
It's great.
Here's the part where you guys get to... This is the segment. I don't know why I keep introducing this segment.
No, it's good.
This is a segment called Guest Assessment.
Okay.
This is where my guests give an assessment of how I look, sound, smell, and give the audience an overall, I guess, dose of how you think I'm holding up and how you think I'll continue to hold up throughout the remainder of the podcast. And just for, God damn it. So the next time a guest will be on will be the Bath Boys and Alana Johnson. That will be viewing number 25. And that's around 8 o'clock. So if I've been up for 52 hours, you add another 5 hours to that. That's 57 hours. Great.
Yeah.
I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. So how do you guys... And then I won't see anybody until the 72-hour mark. So there will be...
And then you won't see anybody after that because you'll be dead.
Yeah, I'll be completely kaput.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How do I look now? And what are your predictions for moving forward?
Zach?
Well, I will say when I walked in, I opened the door and you and your parents were on the couch mm-hmm. talking, and I thought you looked surprisingly good considering you've been up for 50 hours. I've never been up for 50 hours, I don't think. You look like you have like, you look, I would expect to feel like dirtier looking.
Mm-hmm.
You look pretty clean. You look presentable in
yes.
that way.
Yes. I do like to hear that.
It's true.
Yeah. And like talking to you hasn't felt crazy. Like there's a few moments of sadness in your eyes.
Yes.
But you seem like you're sturdy, you know?
Hell yeah.
You're sturdy.
Yeah.
Like a reliable couch.
Hey, damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely, you were in better, much better shape than I thought you would be when I showed up. Just in knowing how far into this you were. Like to me, you look like you might be on the backside of 24 hours as opposed to 50.
Hell yeah, I'm a fucking machine.
Yeah, man, that's wild. But I just, it's, and then, yes, your hygiene is good. He's clothed. You know, I mean, the place is clean. It's not a mess in here.
Yeah.
You know, he's not living in squalor.
Well, I'll tell you what, very much like, this is what they love. When I fuck up, they love to hear.
Yeah, that's why they're listening. That's why they're listening.
Oh, they just want me to slip up. These snakes. These sick fucking
okay, now I am a little
chokers.
More concerned about Jacob's fucking, overall mental condition.
You love it,
really
don't
flipped.
You?
Really yeah. flipped.
A switch flip.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
You're talking about...
I don't know.
I think you were saying these snakes.
I really can't recall where I was before.
You were about to make something of like, much like Tyler Durden. You were about to say like, much like Tyler, and it was in relation to you being awake for this long and not living in squalor. And
then you get mad at the hypothetical
yeah,
audience.
It's gone, dude. It's gone. It's long gone.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah.
That's it.
Well,
I have not been good at ending these.
Sure.
They've been very difficult to end. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you so much for giving your thoughts on the movie and letting me siphon energy from you.
Yes.
And suck some of your energy to continue moving forward. Mm. Do you guys have any plugs?
Definitely check out Fight Club. It's a really good movie.
It just feels wrong to plug something yeah, right now.
Yeah. Who's listening to this to plug? I don't know. Follow me on social media and you'll find my things.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
Check out The Three Princes.
We host a monthly show that's usually on like a kind of late Friday in the month at midnight at UCB Franklin.
Keep your eyes out. It's called Three Princes. We got you pretty flowers. Yeah. It's a fun ass time.
Hopefully Jacob will be alive for the next
one. We would really like to keep doing the show with him, and I don't know why he's choosing to do this to himself, but I'm upset.
I don't think I'm going to pass away.
Why not? Once you start getting into the weeds with hallucination,
yeah.
There's no telling what you might do to yourself.
I just wish I could remember why I started riffing.
Yeah. You had like a
very genuine connection.
You had like a, I want to say like Paul Rust or like Nick Weiger style, like much like Tyler Durden. I myself, like you had some punchline yeah. ready and it's gone.
Joke.
I'll never know.
Yeah.
I'll probably remember at 4 a.m. and I'll just pop it on and edit it in and
cool.
Just do a solo track on it and then edit it in.
That sounds good and worth it.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Tune in next episode.
Oh, my God.
I should do an outro, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, if you're just joining us.
And that's the tea. Okay. Thank you. And that's what they truly just want it, don't they? They
His face
feed,
is so rad.
They feed off of it. When he stumbles, oh, let me watch him throw himself down
oh,
the
no,
stairs.
He's talking about the snakes.
Oh,
again.
The snakes are at the bottom of the stairs. Who's throwing it? It's Tyler. Tyler's throwing me down the stairs with a handful of my hair. Thanks for tuning in to I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club anymore. I've been Jacob Wysocki. Thank you so much. Next episode is going to be White Hot. We got the Bath Boys and Alana Johnston. It's going to be dynamite. And hey, listen up, listeners. You sick pig fucks. You better believe you're in love with this shit. You love to see me hurt. You dirty fucks. You sick pigs. After my interview with my good friends Devin Field and Zach Oyama of Three Princes fame, I was sitting around and I decided to give the big boss man himself a call, Jake Hurwitz. Let's tune in, baby.
Yo, dude.
Hello.
How the hell are you?
I'm not doing great.
Where in your viewing journey are you right now?
Let me check in with my official chart here. I'm in number 24. I've seen the movie 24 times.
Jesus I have, Christ.
I've got about 30 minutes left, and then I'll be in my 25th viewing. And I think when I hit, it's 8 o'clock now, when I hit 10:30, it'll be 60 hours.
60 nonstop?
Nonstop. I'm crumbling.
My God.
Why'd you let me do this?
I wanted this to happen, dude.
This is all you, dude. This is your dirty work.
I wanted to see somebody descend into madness, and I wanted it to happen on Headgum.
Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I hate you forever. You're a demon to me. Because I was thinking, like, yes, it's my idea, but you had every moment to say no.
Yeah, sure. And you didn't. I really hope that you, like, come and strangle me at the Headgum party this year.
Everybody needs a villain, you know? And I've chosen mm-hmm. you, unfortunately.
All right, cool. I'll let Marty and Amir know that they're safe. That
they're I'm safe. The
yeah.
Your
side.
But right, honestly, cool. Thanks for checking in, man. I appreciate it.
Dude,
I'm glad I could get you on
you.
The horn.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you for going insane for us.
Of course. I hope you like the finished product, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
I just hope we can get Quip to sponsor it. That's all I care about.
That's all I want, dude. Quip, and then get us on Quibi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. If we can get you, if we can get you on Quibi, if we can have like MeUndies sponsor your insanity.
Yes, MeUndies, baby. Stamps.com.
All right, cool. Godspeed, right. Man. I'll
Godspeed. Enjoy that starry night sky. I'm so jealous you get to be outside.
You know what? I'm going to take my dog for a walk.
Take your dog for a walk, Papa. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.